Moncrief on News Talk.
In the 2013 movie Her, Scarlett Johansson played the voice of an artificial intelligence app, so it's not that surprising that the developers of ChatGPT asked her to do the same for them. She refused, but then the latest version came out with a voice that's eerily similar to Scarlett Johansson. Ciara O'Brien is tech correspondent for the Irish Times. Afternoon, Ciara.
Good afternoon.
Have you listened to it? What do you think it sounds like her?
I have, and yes, to me it does. I mean, I think it was kind of telling that in her own statement, Scarlett Johansson basically said friends and family thought it was her. They couldn't tell the difference. Now, they know her. If they can't tell the difference, what chance does anybody else have? And I think part of it was because, you know, the voice does have that kind of warm, welcoming, I'm very nice kind of property to it, which, you know, Scarlett Johansson's voice does have, but it just sounded far too much like her. And I think, you know, even if it wasn't intentional, you know, it's obviously ruffled a few feathers.
Yeah. Now, if obviously friends and family of Scarlett Johansson couldn't tell the difference, let's see, do the listeners, are they able to tell the difference? We do have a clip of it. So this is the, we have a technical problem. Weirdly enough, the computer is refusing to play it for some odd reason. No, it's not there. So never mind. And so she's threatened to sue Ciara.
She has.
Yeah. Is there specific laws prohibiting this kind of thing?
See, this is all very new, a very new area. So look, AI, obviously, and AI in this form is particularly new. But at the end of the day, look, your image and your voice, they're very personal to you. You can't, I suppose, misappropriate. And I'm not saying, obviously, not saying that's what OpenAI has done here, but you can't just use somebody's likeness and likewise their voice in any way that you see fit. I think the fact that, you know, they had approached her about it and she'd said no, it's kind of like a series of unforced errors here, you know, on OpenAI's part, because anybody could have seen this coming. At no point did somebody kind of sit and listen and think, oh, maybe we shouldn't use this particular voice because it might cause an issue. And I think up until a couple of days before that demo was actually was put out, you know, they approached again to see if she would consider. Now, this is obviously all according to her statement, but I think that there are laws coming, and this, because this is a very new area, you know, we will see more of this happening. I think, look, we've had authors suing, we've had artists suing AI companies because of, you know, this type of use of their work. And there is actually a lawsuit in the US at the moment. I think it's going through the New York courts against another AI startup called, I'm probably going to mangle this, but Lovo, L-O-V-O. And what these actors are saying is that they were actually duped into giving samples of their voice that were then used in this AI voice generator. So they recognized their own voices. And, you know, they're basically taking legal action saying you can't do this because, I mean, obviously, look, if you were to pay somebody to do this work and pay them appropriately, that's one thing. And that's what OpenAI says it has done here, that it actually flew in voice actors. It got a whole heap of submissions of people who actually wanted to do this, and it whittled it down to these five voices, one of whom just happens to sound remarkably like Scarlett Johansson in that particular film. But, you know, if you're to pay people appropriately, that's one thing. If people know what they're getting into, that's one thing. To use somebody's voice, as this other lawsuit alleges, you know, that they were duped into providing these voice samples, that's another thing altogether. And I think we're going to see more and more of this, because obviously this is something that's going to affect people's livelihoods. In the case of this Lovo startup, one of the actors is saying, is, you know, his work has actually gone down because his voice, this AI generated voice, is being used alongside things that he would never say. And as a result, people assume it's him. And as a result, he's not getting work. And, you know, that's obviously affecting people's livelihoods. So, and there is other things to consider as well. Like, what if the union comes out against these particular uses of your voice? Does that mean then if you give your voice, or they take your voice, does that mean then you're in kind of in conflict with your own union? And there's all these other things that just haven't come up before that are going to, I suppose, become more and more prominent as this goes on and as this technology becomes more advanced.
Yeah. Now, we do, I think we do have the clip now, so people can have a listen to this.
Me? The announcement is about me? Well, color me intrigued. Are you about to reveal something about AI? Or more specifically about me as a part of OpenAI?
Now, a few people have made the comment, Ciara, that the way this voice presents itself, even though it's supposed to be the voice of this, you know, all-knowing artificial intelligence, It's all very, you can almost imagine it twirling its hair and batting its eyelashes while it speaks.
Yeah, it's kind of flirty, isn't it? I think that's the kind of the intention is for it to be non-threatening, for it to be approachable and feel safe. And this is a technique that we've seen used before. I mean, how many people would use Google Assistant and Alexa? Alexa was kind of the one that brought, I suppose, the friendly face to smart assistants, to digital assistants at home, because before that, people would have been like, no, I'm not using that. I would have been very wary about using stuff myself, but Alexa seems nice. Alexa has a name. Alexa is almost like a person. Whereas, you know, all respect to Google and all, but Google Assistant just doesn't have the same approachability. And if you want to get people using the technology that they're very wary of, as people are of AI, and, you know, I suppose understandably so in a lot of circumstances, then give it a friendly voice, give it a non-threatening, you know, demeanor, give it a name like Sky or Alexa or whatever. And then all of a sudden people's concerns, you know, they don't seem as, I suppose, as wary of it as they might have been before. And that's, I suppose, it's a good and a bad thing. Because look, at the end of the day, AI, it's not going away. It's here to stay. And it's been here for a long time, probably longer than most people realize. It's just we haven't been calling it AI as such. But this generative AI is the fancy, shiny new bit. And that's the bit that's kind of scaring people as well, because there is the fear of, you know, it will take over an awful lot of things. And, you know, if you're of a certain age, it all comes back to Skynet, you know, once it becomes self-aware. And, you know, the amount of people who've said this to me, you know, what, oh, it's a bit Skynet. And I'm like, well, I don't think it's murdered anybody just yet. So let's not go down that road. You know, the idea that AI will suddenly become sentient and start taking over everything and see the humans as a some sort of virus to wipe out. I don't think we're quite at that level yet, because the AI, as it is now, is still quite dependent on actual people to do anything remotely of value. We're not there. We're not at Skynet. We're not at Arnold Schwarzenegger. However, I'm very glad they didn't actually put an Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of sound-alike into their voice models, because that is not the way to get people to use your technology. You know, that's not the fluffy, warm, hair-twirling, you know, I'm just a silly little old AI kind of thing. You know, that would be the terrifying robots are coming for me. Oh my God, what's going to happen to the rest of my life kind of scenario.
On the part of OpenAI though, is this a terrible mistake they've made or a brilliant publicity stunt?
I think I'll reserve judgment, but I don't think it helps the cause of AI when stuff like this happens, because people are suspicious of AI. And put it in the context of Scarlett Johansson is an actress who has been burned by AI in the past. You know, if you remember back in 2018, she was talking a lot about the fact that there's a lot of deep fakes porn with her face on it. And, you know, it does kind of make people wary about the motives of the companies involved, you know, the applications for the technology. You know, if they can do this to Scarlett Johansson, who is, you know, is a very well paid actress, who is a very high profile, has a well known name, and has a lot of power, if a big company can, you know, not outright kind of take her voice, but, you know, mimic her voice, what happens to the smaller actors and, you know, the smaller people who might get, you know, I suppose, don't have the means and the wherewithal to actually chase up something like this? You know, people listen to Scarlett Johansson, but they might not listen to somebody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, people might get that, in maybe in some cases inadvertently, but might get trodden on in the process. And it doesn't make people feel any better about AI when such an obvious mistake, an obvious error, and I said an unforced error actually happens. You know, it doesn't fill you with confidence that this technology is going to make your life better.
Indeed. Kira, thanks a million as ever. That was Kira O'Brien, their tech correspondent for the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.